This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As summer winds down, we're doing something a little different on today's Gaines podcast. We're talking about the business of volleyball as AVP brings Pro Beach action to Chicago's Oak Street Beach this weekend with the 2025 men's and women's league champion set to be crowned on Sunday. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gaines. All right, we're talking Pro Beach Volleyball ahead of the AVP League Championship this weekend, as mentioned, on Oak Street Beach in downtown Chicago. Tickets are still available at avp.com/tickets. So definitely check that out. All right, let's bring on Phil Dahlhauser, Beach Volleyball Pro, and he will be in the mix this weekend in Chicago. He's a legend in the sport and a Hall of Famer. Phil, great to have you on the Gaines podcast. You know, I plugged the event that we have going on this weekend in Chicago. Just a phenomenal place to see and play Pro Beach Volleyball. And that's where I wanted you to pick things off. Thoughts on Chicago, and give us a preview on what people can expect to see this weekend at Oak Street Beach.
Every Labor Day weekend, we come to Chicago to play a little volleyball there at Oak Street Beach. And it's I think I can speak for all of the professional beach volleyball players out there that it's one of our favorite stops.
We just had the Chicago Air and Water Show, and we heard the exact same thing from the Thunderbirds. Chicago, the lakefront in the summer, one of the best places on the planet. You know, that holds true when you come around for the AVP volleyball tournament. So kind of give us a preview. It's the end of the week, and just kind of, you know, how does this all play out, Phil?
Yeah, so this year's a little different. It's not going to be our normal double elimination tournament. The AVP has started a league, and each city has a men's and women's team. And they've taken, all right, we've played our regular season now over the summer. Now Chicago will be the championships, where they take the top six teams from each gender, and we play off. And we'll see who's the champion of the AVP League.
And the championships being in Chicago. So, you know, we're excited about what we're going to see at the end of the week here in Chicago. But let's talk about being a pro beach volleyball player, how you started. All right, you know, first of all, Phil, you're a gold medalist. You were born in Switzerland. You really have a fascinating past. So let's start with born in Switzerland, kind of grew up in Florida, started the whole volleyball game, if I'm not mistaken, pretty late in high school. So let's just start there. Kind of give me, you know, your roots, where you came from, how you fell in love with volleyball and eventually became a professional.
Yeah, I was born in Switzerland. My mom's Swiss. My dad was German. He was born during the war, World War II, and they fled to Switzerland, and that's where my parents met. And I was only a year old when we moved to the U.S. And yeah, like you said, I started playing beach volleyball when I was 17, or volleyball in general. I was lucky enough to have my high school had a boys indoor team, and the coach was a beach volleyball player, and he'd take us down to the beach and we'd have practices at the beach sometimes. And so I caught the bug, the beach volleyball bug. And I went to, after high school, I went to UCF in Orlando, and they had four really nice beach courts on campus. And I spent probably more hours out there than I did in class. But I still got my degree. After college, I didn't want to get a real job. And I told my folks that, hey, I'm going to give this beach volleyball thing a shot and see where it takes me. And they weren't very happy about it. But I was just like, hey, give me till I'm like 25 to see where it takes me. Then I could always get a job, use my degree. At 25, I actually won my first professional beach volleyball tournament.
So you were right at the cusp, and you started, winning tournaments, and then you were able to kind of stick with it. Let's fast forward then to Beijing, 2008, the Olympics. Tell me all about it.
I started playing with a veteran on the beach named Todd Rogers. And he really kind of took me under my wing. I was just kind of like a knucklehead kid at 25, really. Like, I was just like a beach volleyball player, not a professional athlete, so to speak. And he showed me, all right, this is what it takes to be a professional athlete. And, man, right away, we caught fire. We won the first international tournament by a U.S. team in 2006. I don't even remember the last time a U.S. team won an international event before then, but it had been a few years. And we just kept moving up the ranks in the world tour. And by Beijing, we were number one ranked team in the world. And we were number one seed in Beijing. And we ended up holding up that seed and beating, I believe they were the 3-seed Brazilian guys in the finals.
When you look back at that time, what was the memory that stands out from that whole entire experience?
I know the first thing that pops in my mind is I wasn't really a big fan of the blocker we played. Didn't like him very much. And on the podium, I just remember on the podium, all right, there to my right, he was weeping. And for whatever reason, maybe this is a little silly, but it made the moment even sweeter. Because I thought the tears were painful tears, not happy that they got the silver.
In a way, it's slightly delicious. Like I'd say, you'd lick those tears for nourishment. What I'm saying? What? Sometimes, especially in competition, to really kind of stick it to your competition, nothing sweeter. And kind of what you were feeling there?
Uh-huh, yep. And we beat him in the third set, 15-4. And like he was the reason why we beat him 15-4. So like you said, the tears were nourishment.
And you said that kind of stands out as the memory. And it is those little things. Now, what separates good from great at the Olympic level and then also the professional, beach volleyball level?
I mean, there's not really one thing you put your finger on. But if I had to pick something, it would, all right, people throw this word around a lot, is mindset, right? Like, I, for whatever reason, I don't know where this came from, but I always felt like I belonged in the finals. And some players are just happy with a fifth. They think they belong in the quarterfinals, I think my mindset had a big thing to do with my success, among other things. Like I said, Todd Rogers really showed me how to be a professional athlete, and I put the work in. all right, I've freaking threw up so many times in, you know, conditioning workouts, and like I push myself physically and mentally.
AKA the thin beast. Isn't that your nickname?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm one of those guys, tall, skinny. I was always the tall, skinny kid in school. But I just happened to be pretty good at hitting a volleyball over the net, you know.
But you talked about mindset and performance and knowing that you belong into the finals. So that's got to come to, you know, like you said, your mindset, but also mental preparation. And what gives a player that mindset, that mojo to say, I belong? And I got to think also gelling with your partner is huge. Explain.
Yeah, for sure. Team chemistry is very important because, all right, it's the court is an 8 by 8 meters court, which is, all right, we'll call it around 24 feet by 24. And it's just two of you guys covering the whole court, right? So you kind of have to work in tandem to cover as much court as you can. obviously, you can't cover it all. You know, so guys are going to score points against you, you know. But the better you can work together, all right, the more court you cover. And, man, like I said about the mindset part of the question, you just have to believe. And for whatever reason, I just had that belief that I belonged in the finals, like from the very get-go. Like once I made my first finals, I just felt like this is not a big deal. This is where I belong. And I really don't know where that came from. And it wasn't like kind of like a, didn't come from a cocky place. It just was this belief, you know.
Was there mental preparation involved, or is that something you just kind of found within?
I didn't even know what, at 25, my first finals, I didn't even know what mental preparation was, you know. I was just playing for fun, really. And really just to delay the real world by getting a job, you know.
And that's kind of the part of the financial reality of being a pro beach volleyball player is, you know, I gotta imagine it's probably tough at first. A lot of it is, you know, you're doing it for the love of the game, and then some of the sponsorships and tournament winnings and that kind of thing. But that's a whole different animal than a lot of other professional sports, correct?
Unfortunately, there's really not much money in beach volleyball. Back in the 2000s, it was, all right, it was pretty good. We were lucky to play. We probably averaged like, I don't know, around 13, 14 tournaments a year, like professional tournaments. And like this year, all right, it was two. With the league, which was only four, we played four stops. So, it's a different landscape. Luckily, I'm established in the sport and I made the league. But if I were coming up as a 23-year-old in this environment, it'd be quite a bit tougher. So I got a little lucky.
You know, like you've said, you've been in the sport for a while. If I'm not mistaken, International Volleyball Hall of Fame, what, like 2023. People know you in the sport because you've been around. How is the sponsorship? Is that part of the equation as well?
All right. Back when I started winning, you know, if you're winning professional tournaments, that raised sponsors' eyebrows, right? Like, all right, I started getting sponsors like, all right, Oakley and Speedo and Red Bull was one of my top sponsors. They hung around with me for a while. But now these days it's more about, right, social media views and things like that.
I guess that could be an outlet for you. Like, you mean like almost a social media influencer in your sport?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been able to monetize that on like YouTube and TikTok and some of that stuff?
This is not my jam.
Right, right.
I'm terrible at social media. I wish I could rewind, I don't know, say 10 years ago and just hire someone to do it for me. I guess hindsight is 2020, huh?
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Phil. But hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and we'll be right back with Phil after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're back with Phil Dullhauser, beach volleyball pro, and he'll be in action with AVP this weekend at Oak Street Beach. You know, you mentioned you're 45 years old, so you're definitely more towards the tail end of your career. You talked about the touches you get, so maybe you don't need as many reps. You've played under so many conditions for so long. You can maybe even have a quicker feel than maybe even younger players. But what's your legacy? I mean, you're playing right now in the thick of it, but do you see being a coach, being an ambassador? I mean, you are a Hall of Famer. As you're in the, towards the end of your career, what's your legacy? What's the plans?
All the above. I try to be the best ambassador I can for the sport. Like I said, it's just been good. The sport's been great for me, to me, and I just want to grow it. And I'm doing that by I'm also a coach down here in Orlando, where I have a beach volleyball club for like juniors, and we have like adult leagues and stuff like that. I'm trying to do my best to grow the sport in Central Florida. And
are a lot of players, I mean, this kind of speaks to beach volleyball. A lot of players find additional income and opportunities in coaching. Is that correct? Does that kind of help as well? That's kind of a big part of it. If you're going to be a pro player, you got to do some other things, and coaching is probably a big part of that as well, huh?
Yeah, 100%. Like, there's only a small percentage of players that can make enough to survive really off just all right earnings and sponsorship. So you kind of have to supplement that with like coaching, especially in LA, because LA is so expensive. So you do have to make a couple bucks on the side there, to pay the rent. Unfortunately, it's just not the most lucrative sport ever.
But certainly fun. Keeps you in great shape. I think you maybe met your wife through this sport. Now you have two kids. Everything kind of worked out. You do have that coaching as well. As we're wrapping up our conversation today, what's something about you that people don't know? What are you interested beyond beach volleyball?
Oh, man, it's kind of nerdy, but I love playing disc golf.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah. So how did you get into that? That's talk about a niche sport that's really come up in the last say 20 years. So when you want to just kind of get away from it and do something else, disc golf is where it's at, huh? Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, I just started playing during COVID. I just want to get out of the house, basically, and do something active. And as I get older, I feel like, this will maybe sound a little cheesy, but I want to be in nature. I want to be under trees. And man, disc golf is perfect. Like, you're hiking, you're playing a silly little game, chucking, you know, basically a frisbee through the woods. And so it kind of checks all those boxes.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking to a backpacker. So I know exactly what you're talking about. It's, you know, just being in nature under the trees, and then you can play a sport while doing that. And how have you seen that particular sport grow since, you know, you picked it up during COVID?
Yeah, I mean, COVID really excelled things as far as the popularity is for disc golf. I think a lot of people were kind of in my shoes, like just wanting to get out of the house, and they caught the disc golf bug as well, you know. And it's all right, it's way cheaper than regular golf, or in the disc golf world they call it ball golf.
right.
Which I always thought was kind of silly.
Yeah. And you're having more places to do this too. I see this disc golf opportunities in a lot more places than, yeah, say 20 years ago.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's courses everywhere. I played in courses in New Zealand and Switzerland and Canada, a bunch of states, different states. Anytime I travel, I always bring a few discs just in case I get a chance to sneak out and play a course in the area.
Nice. Okay, so as we're wrapping up today's discussion, what's the takeaway? Give us a little preview, you know, just give us a little primer of your excitement heading into this weekend's big event.
Yeah, like I said, man, the AVP Chicago stop is always top three in my book. The fans always show up. They're super excited about beach volleyball, and the energy is contagious. Yeah, this year will be a little different, sure, but I imagine the fans will still be just as excited. We'll have the top six teams in each gender competing, and we'll crown an AVP champion this weekend.
And that will be Saturday and Sunday with the big final on Sunday?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see you down on the beach here in Chicago, and look forward to AVP coming to town and, you know, watching all that good beach volleyball. Final thoughts as we wrap up today.
I think I speak for all the players. We love coming to Chicago. It's a great town, and it's always the same weekend. So, like, a lot of things are going on that weekend. It's a holiday weekend. So we're just all excited to get back out to the Midwest.
All right. And we'll be sure to see you down on the beach this weekend. All right. Big thanks to Phil Dahlhauser, pro beach volleyball player. He's going to be in action this weekend at the AVP Championship on Oak Street Beach, right downtown. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.